Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photoblog where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. Today's is titled Life and Death. Life being the vim and vigour of the morning, and death being a stroll around the graveyard in the evening. Well, today is Monday, November the 15th, and the temperature around here was 4 to 24 Celsius. A bit nippy the morning, that's 39 to 75 Fahrenheit. Look and See, the photoblog, can be found at las.new-england.net.au. And I'm located near Armidale, on the eastern side of Australia, between Sydney and Brisbane. The subtitle of Look and See is A Pictorial Journal of Life in Rural Australia. So today's rural walk with the dogs took us to the drain, the water drain at the end of the dirt road, where the dogs like to have a bath in the morning, even when it's cold. They don't seem to notice the difference. So the first photograph is recording Jaffa, our blonde border collie, having a bit of a wriggle and a shake in that murky water, a bit muddy after the recent rain. She enjoys it, so better her than me. Second photograph is of a bottle brush, a callistemon flowering. It's a nice pinky red colour. This particular one is looking very healthy, I must say. But the photograph is illustrating the flowering, the emergence from the little capsules on the stem. Once the flowering is finished, those capsules form seed pods and then harden into the wood for next year. Third photograph under the life category. Just next door, the calves are being weaned and they formed themselves into a pretty tight little huddle as I was passing by. On the other hand, when I got out of the vehicle, they dispersed pretty quickly. So they're looking pretty fit. Bit of fat there, the feed is doing them good. And then this afternoon after work, I had a trip around the graveyard. I had been there a couple of weeks ago. I think this is only my third visit in 20 odd years to the graveyard in Armidale. And I was actually looking for the Chinese part of the cemetery. Really just of interest to see what that looked like. There's a lot of Chinese miners in this area 100 odd years ago when the gold rush was on. And the cemetery is split into various denominations and faiths. And the first photograph is the Baha'i faith section. Just one grave, and I didn't even know that it was there. I was looking around for the Chinese section, if such a thing existed. The next photograph, just a general view of row upon row of graves, all pointing to the east. But I framed this shot with the sun in the top right hand corner because that meant it would be behind the graves with an interesting effect, and the little cemetery chapel in the center on the right hand side as well. Another blue sky day, no clouds in sight today. little bits of colour here and there as the usually plastic flowers have been placed on the gravestones. And the final photograph for the day, I indeed found a little section which had four marked Chinese graves, graves of Chinese people. I presume that there are other graves there, just not marked, or perhaps originally marked with wooden markers, which have since disintegrated. Interesting nevertheless. So there we have a quick view of my day, life and associated things in the morning, and a few remembrances of persons now gone in the evening. I'm Gordon Smith. This has been Look and See, my photoblog. You can email me at lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for dropping by, thanks for listening, and I hope to catch you another day. Until then, bye for now.